president himself is not under investigation. He had no personal reason to fire James Comey. The Democrats have truly reached the pinnacle of phoniness. They have lamented this man's leadership of the FBI, said that he was the reason. You know how many reasons did Hillary Clinton lose that had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? The Russians caused it to happen. The hacking caused it to happen. And James Comey caused it to happen. Oh, God. It's very sad. If you have the view that I have, America is in some ways a sad place. I don't know how many people watch the news, but a lot, I assume. And it's all manufactured nonsense. It calls for a special prosecutor. Special prosecutor office should be abolished. It's not good for Democrats. It's not good for Republicans. There's no criminal investigation. You have a special prosecutor. Prosecutors are legal terms for illegal activity. That's not what is at stake here. Lindsey Graham made this point. Lindsey Graham is not exactly a full-throated conservative and pro-Trump Republican. And there was this recommendation that was made by the Assistant Attorney General. You mean the headlines?
Yeah.
Let me see the headlines in the L.A. Times. Let me see. Do you have the Wall Street Journal here? I had it, and I forgot to bring it inside. Trump fires Comey. If we had North Korea attack Seattle, it probably wouldn't have been in bigger print than the L.A. Times has here, with James Comey taking up virtually the entire top of the front page of the L.A. Times. And then Donald Trump's, dear Director Comey, I have received the attached letters from the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General of the United States recommending your dismissal as the Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I have accepted their recommendation, and you are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Department of Justice, that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors, Donald Trump. The Assistant Attorney General, who was just confirmed overwhelmingly, 94 votes, I believe, he got in the Senate. I'm not sure that Moses or Jesus could get 94 votes at this time. And he got 94 votes. He is considered completely non-political. Rosenstein. And he was the one who recommended this. You ask why the timing? Because he just got the letter of recommendation. Remember, the Attorney General has recused himself from this issue. So the man running the issue with Russia is Rosenstein. Rosenstein was just confirmed and just sent this letter of recommendation, because everybody knows, that the Bureau itself did not like Comey. He had lost the trust of the FBI agents. He lost it in part over the course of the time, but I think the single biggest was when he said there was not enough evidence to prosecute Hillary Clinton. First of all, that whether there was or not, that was not his job. Was it Loretta Lynch? Is Loretta her first name? Yeah, it was Loretta Lynch's job. He just he ran cover for Loretta Lynch. It's all hysteria, my friends. What? It amounts to nothing. The President of the United States fired an FBI director who had lost the trust of both parties. Okay, we only have two parties, and two parties didn't trust him. And the FBI morale was very low. What would you exactly expect it? Well, this is Washington Post. Senate Democrats respond to ouster with slowdown of business. Democrats invoked an obscure Senate rule that prevents committee hearings from lasting more than 2 hours after the Senate convenes. The move will cause today's committee business, including nomination hearings for three deputies to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, to shut down around lunchtime. Okay, let's see in this one here. This is amazing. The Comey firing is already backfiring on Trump. It's only going to get worse. This is from the Daily 202, as that's the Washington Post. It's a blog. Everything is going to get worse. It's always going to get worse. Democrats, they should just play all the Democrats' attacks on James Comey. That's what they should do over and over. The fix. Four reasons Trump has big problems on firing Comey. White House staff scrambled to explain the bombshell news. Was he fired? You're kidding. Russia's foreign minister feigned surprise when asked about Comey. This is astonishing. What do they say about Rosenstein's recommendation? The Senate Democrats approved him. They praised him. Well, all right, folks. I just want you to know that's what we're involved in. More hysteria. Does it work? I have no idea if it works. You know when we'll know if it works? We'll know if it works. In the Senate and House elections next year in November. That's when we'll know if the hysteria works. I'll tell you this. If there are more jobs and the economy improves, people will not go to the polls thinking, did the Russians collude with the Trump campaign in 2016. That's not going to be the determinative issue for anybody. That's it. That's my whole take. This hysteria. Praise turned into rebuke. Fresh start is needed. That's what I believe. I don't think James Comey should have stayed as FBI director. By the way, when you ask the question why now, that could be asked at any time. At what time would you not ask why now? If the president had done it as soon as he was inaugurated, you don't think people would say, "Look at that, what a corrupt government." Can you tell me one time when the president could have fired James Comey and the Democrats would not have said, and the Washington Post and the entire media that is an auxiliary of the Democratic Party would not have said, why now? Okay. That's the story, Morning Glory. There is really nothing more to be said, unless you have a conspiratorial mind. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I happen not to have a conspiratorial mind. I believe that what you see is what you get in 99% of the cases. I don't know when the American people will tire, but I don't think other than the anti-Trump fanatics, which is the leadership of the Democratic Party and the media, people give a hoot anymore about this Russian issue. If he was in collusion with Putin, why would he have bombed Syria? He did the most powerful anti-Russian thing in the last 9 years.